हरे कृष्णा। काउंट टू गेट आउट, काउंट एंड गेट आउट। इधर वे दिस कैन बी समटाइम्स पीपल व्हेन दे रियलाइज दैट समथिंग इज नॉट देयर कप ऑफ टी, समथिंग इज नॉट वॉट दे वॉन्ट टू, दे मे से काउंट मी आउट ऑफ दिस, काउंट मी आउट ऑफ दिस। वॉट डज दैट मीन? दैट आई वोंट बी ज्वाइनिंग दिस। If you make a count of things, leave me out of this. So, similarly, you know, there is a philosophical way of looking at this. When we say, count me out of, we can look at ourselves, look at our essential identity, and use our analytical framework to understand who we are and how we are different from the things around us. This mode of analysis is called as Sankhya. And Krishna talks about Sankhya at various places in the Bhagavad Gita, where, for example, in the 13th chapter, 6th and 7th texts, he talks about Mahabhutanya Hankaro Buddhirau Vyaktamevacha Indriyani Dashaikamcha Pancha Chendriya Gocharaha. And he says that there are 24 elements. What are the 24 elements? He says Mahabhutanya Hankaro. That there is ahankara, there is mahabhuta, the five principal elements, earth, water, fire, air, ether. There is the ego, buddhir avyaktam eva cha, there is the intelligence, there is the pradhan, avyakta, indriyani dashaikam cha, 11 senses, and pancha chendriya gocharaha. So that actually these are all the 24 elements, 11 senses, the five sense objects and the 11 senses, the five working senses, the five knowledge acquiring senses and the mind. And all of these are components of the material world. Etat kshetram samasa iccha dvesha sukham dukham sanghatashchetana dhruti etat kshetram samasena savikaram udaharatam. The next verse Krishna says that actually, etat kshetram samasena. These are all kshetra. And etat kshetram samasena savikaram and transformations of that kshetra. The field of action and the transformation that happen within the field of action. Even the emotions that we experience, iccha, dvesha, sukham, dukkham, sanghatashchetana dhruti, all these are also basically transformations within the area, in the field of action. But in the previous verse, 12.5, Krishna has stated that actually he will describe what is the kshetra, where it comes from. So when we analyze the world around us, we may initially find that it is filled with so many captivating things. We may see beautiful forms, we may see sensually appealing things, and we may get caught in that. But if we analyze, okay, what is this thing made of? The most attractive object in this world, say we may look at a very, very flashy, fashionable car, and we may think, hey, this is so attractive, I want to own this car, I want to own a car like this. But then we may think that, what is this car made up of? You know, it is after all made of some solid substance, that is earth. It is made of some liquids, there's fuel in it, there's water, petrol, water, air, there is suction, and there is ventilation, there is air, and then there is ignition, there is fire. And the space is present in ether. So earth, water, fire, air, ether. Now if somebody gave us a pile of earth, a pile of water, a pile of air, we would not be attracted by it. Not only would we be attracted by it, we would understand this is not me, very clearly. Like that, if you know, we consider our own body, just as if we deconstruct a car into its components, we will realize that car is not particularly attractive. Similarly, if we deconstruct our body, we can understand that a solid, liquid, gases, all these present in the earth, water, fire, air are present in the body. But not only are they not particularly attractive, but they are not us. And in this way, when we analyze and count the material elements, then we can distance ourselves from those material elements and gradually get out of material existence. But the purpose of Sankhya is to do a technical analysis of matter, but it is not for the sake of controlling, manipulating or enjoying matter, but it is for the purpose of understanding that we are different from matter and thereby getting out of matter. and getting out of matter is what is vitally important. And to the extent we analyze, sometimes, especially in the approach of modern science where matter is studied, the purpose of studying matter is not to get out of the material world, it is actually to try to enjoy the material world more. But Sankhya's approach is different. Count me out. So similarly, when we look at the material world and we look at the material world and we analyze what the material world is made up of, and then gradually as we understand that this is not all that attractive as it seems to be, and this is not me, then that creates a sense of distance and detachment. And when we redirect our... So this is actually the mode of Sankhya analysis, but Sankhya culminates in bhakti, as especially Kapil Dev talks about in the third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, and Krishna also points to in the 13th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. And so when we become distanced and detached from this world, then we redirect our attention and our heart towards Krishna. And as we become attracted towards Krishna, then we can focus more and more on Krishna, and thus we can say, count me out of this material existence. And by focusing on Krishna, we can, making Krishna a thing that counts the most in our life, we can gradually become liberated from material existence. We can count ourselves out of material existence. Thank you. Hare Krishna.